Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby.
Shoot. To all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes, who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies. The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking holes, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, blunt passing, music lasting, but I just can't quit, because one of these honeys we got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends with Benzes. See notes by the layers, true fucking players. Jump in the Rover and come over, tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the chronic by the tree.
Don't make me see what I want, slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot.
Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that line, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around 2. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little C's. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next blunt so we can steam on the way to the telly. Gon' fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo? Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi, smoke L's while you do me.
You're packed in your stack, especially in the back, brother. Wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill, you would be an Uzi or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother.
Imagine in Benz's, giving ends to my friends on the field, stupendous. Tremendous cream, fuck a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping O's, smoking line optimals, money holes and clothes, all a nigga knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever, I had to find the buried treasure, so grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now, drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Miss Georgie D, I was just at your station. I can't sleep. It's like 1:11 or something like that. And I thought I'll just chill and listen to Georgie. And I got one segment in and Anchor crashed. And so I'm about to crash, but I do miss listening to you, and I'm starting to listen to people again, so thanks for still being there. I suppose intermittent is better than nothing, I guess, so long as we're still having fun. I'm working on it. Lots of love to you, darling. Hugs and kisses from the middle of the night. Mwah!
Yeah, that's how I feel about Anchor version 3.0. Anchor 2 was my best friend. I loved it. Anchor 3, it's a pale imitation. You broke my heart, Anchor. You broke my heart. Lulu, thanks for thinking of me. Thanks for trying to listen. Abe said he had trouble listening because it kept crashing as well. So I think maybe nobody's supposed to listen to Georgie. You're only paranoid if they're out to get you, right? Good for you for trying.
Thank you. day I fill with tears. Wish I could go back and change these years.
Georgie D, it is great to hear from you. Yeah, right. I'm going to come over and listen to you now. And you publish your stuff to a podcast, don't you? Anyway, so that's where I'm listening. Yeah, that's where I'm listening to myself. Because I can't listen to my episodes through without Anchor crashing. So I just like publish it to a podcast and then listen back and go, oh yeah, it's all right. Well, shit happens. Alright, I'm going to go straight to your station now and have a listen. And if not, I'm going to go to your podcast if I can find it. Alright, talk to you soon, Georgie. Great to hear from you. Thanks, honey. Hey, I subscribed to you, to your podcast. So I'm just going to listen to you there. So I'll be one of your podcast listeners. All right, I'm going to go Georgie Binge now. Bye, honey.
You genius, you. You podcast-catching genius. You know, a while ago, I would have people over, and I would say, I'm going to put on one of my music playlists, which are in my music station, Music with Georgie. And I would open the Anchor application on the desktop, and try to play the episodes, and it was so glitchy. I couldn't even play my own music selections. And I thought, yeah, this app leaves a lot to be desired. I'm very desirous. Anchor, I'm desiring. Lulu, you're so sweet. It's nice to hear your voice too. And how diligent of you to go and listen to me on podcast. I'm having a crappy evening. I'm craptastic. To quote Lulu's word, I'm just in a bit of pain and I've got a few things going on in life. What is pissing me off, innit? Oh, I'm using my Sung cheat. Android cheat. Now, more than 1 minute. And how? So cool. You can catch people on podcasts. I mean, really, seriously, we can't listen to people on the app on the phone anymore. What's with that? Do you remember, Lulu? Do you remember back in the day, Anchor 2? Oh, Anchor 2. So much fun. It was so much fun. The echoing and the clip art that we used to do. The clip art. Not like Microsoft Word clip art, but like Anchor clip art. And the comments. Remember all those funny things we did with comments with all the emojis? Like whole conversations would emerge in comments, which was kind of a little bit too much sometimes. But still, you know? Ah, echoes of the past. Oh, got a message, gotta go. Hey, darling, sweet pea, nice to hear your voice too, and thanks for listening, you're so very kind. I will see my podcast listeners and I'll go, "Oh, there's Lulu."
Georgie D, hello, Georgie D. I listened to your podcast. It was good and stuff. I'm particularly looking forward to you doing the book readings. And I'm hoping that more people publish their podcasts, people whose stations I like, because I think that's how I'm going to listen when I'm on cruise control listening, like you were talking about how you'd listen in the car and stuff, because on the Apple feature's got that play next thing you can do, so I could just line up people's episodes and just, yeah, cruise. So that's my plan. What do you think of this plan, Georgie? What do you think? What do you think? Think.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. You better think about what you're trying to listen is three. First you got Apple, and then you got Google Play, and then you got any other podcast in your way. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. I think it's a great plan, Lulu. It's awesome. I need to copy you. I need to emulate your actions and do the same. Yeah, I love listening to people while I'm driving, and the new Anchor does not do that. No, it doesn't roll on through to the other side. It doesn't break on through to the other side. It stops in the name of Anchor before we break your ears. Think it all over. Ooh. Oh, can't sing at the moment. My voice is broken.
Hey, Georgie, it's the middle of the night and that really gave me a giggle. I'm glad you like the idea. I think it's pretty cool. And I love the thought of you once again cruising along and getting your Anchor fix. And then you can even like choose particular episodes to play next from people's playlists. Like maybe we could let each other know like which episodes we're particularly proud of. I don't know, amongst friends. You don't want to push that sort of shit on people. I think you and I get, it's changed here, but there's still that social stuff, eh? I find that so hard to figure out. But I can do other things. Bye, Georgie. Do, 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 do. Do 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 do
Body show. us sweat. Come on, girls, let's go show the guys that we know how to be cold. Number one in a hot body show. Now push it.
Lulu, can you hear the rain? It's almost as sweet as your singing. It's so nice to hear you sing. My dad criticised my singing about 2 weeks ago, Lulu, and I haven't been able to sing since then. Psychosomatic, don't you know? A little bit of an emotional wound creating a physical reality. Got to move past that. I'll get there. I'll get there, Lulu. Don't you worry. Don't you love the sound of the rain? It's so soothing. But I'm so glad that you can still sing and entertain us with your singing. I love the do 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 do. Get up on this. Love that song. Love that song. Hey, baby, baby. Salt and pepper. That's what's happening to my hair right now, Lulu. The great defining age creeps upon me. Episodes in the car, you say? Sounds like a little bit of work. But if it's all about good listening, we could probably achieve that. Not today, though. Today I'm off to the honey shop to help my friend. Love the sound of that rain coming down the gutter pipe. I was going to call it the wind pipe, but that's what lives in my body and is not functioning very well at the moment. How's the weather in Bris Vegas, Lulu? Is it getting cooler and is it getting wetter? Over there it must be getting wetter. Queensland's a lot wetter than Western Australia. There's a complainy crow. And there's swans on the lake and seagulls and... Oh, are they ducks or magpies? Hard to say from here with my old eyes, but they're black and white. I think they might be ducks. Crazy people in boats and on bicycles and running in the rain. Crazy people, I say. I should go for a walk, but it's not going to happen. I can't stand walking in the rain in the beginning of winter. I'm a little bit afraid of the cold and the rain. Eventually I get jiggy with it, like salt and pepper. Okay, I gotta go drink my coffee now, darling. Always good to hear from you. I'm gonna make an episode from all of these conversations. Conversationations. Judge D, over and out.
Getting jiggy with it, jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Joint hit, just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. Ooh, that's it. Now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me. Everybody looking at me. Getting jiggy with it.
Georgie. Did I tell you that my dad pulled a trip like that on me on Boxing Day? We were driving back from his place in Yukai, and he was going to the family Christmas party that I was not going to because I wasn't talking to my mum. And first he told me that I was unbearable to be around, and then he told me that I had humiliated him by playing my ukulele in front of his professional musician friends, which is really, like, this is what these guys remind me of. There's this place down there that's called Rooster Corner, and it's where everyone goes and dumps their roosters. So these musicians are just like a bunch of, like, unloved roosters, just, ugh. Anyway, and so he was a real dick, and I couldn't play my uke for ages.
Okay, first of all, I missed all these because I was making an episode with La Musica, Lulu. I popped you into an episode avec moi. Here's my smoothie. You ready? Listen.
Mixed berry smoothie with coconut milk.
Super healthy. Yeah, I missed all these messages. What is with fathers? I mean, you know, I know that my mother's a narcissist and I'll never get any positive reinforcement from her about anything, especially my talents, because she is not creative or musical in any way, shape, or form. So how could she give anybody else any reinforcement? But my father is creative. And yeah, he used to be a musician. Actually, you know what? Boom! There it is. Used to be. Right? Jelly in the belly, green jelly bean, jelly in the belly.
Okay. So, getting older. Yeah. In September, I'll be 46, so that makes me closer to 50 than 40. Which is cool. You know, I'm embracing it. I'm officially perimenopausal. Last month I had my first not period. Today is the first day of another who knows what period. But I wasn't as crazy, crazy emotional this month beforehand. Phew! Because the last 2 months were a nightmare. I tells ya. PMS off the Richter scale. What else was there? There were more things, but this is probably enough call-ins. It's been great having this back and forth with you, Georgie. Mwah! Grey hair. Yes, I have grown out, except for like a tiny, tiny bit on one side of my hair. I've grown out my grey hair. So I'm rocking the grey, but I'm embracing it. I'm glad that, grey is kind of, has become, like, it was chic there for a bit. I haven't paid attention for a while, but there were girls dyeing their hair grey, so I'm like, right on. I'm jumping on this bandwagon. But it actually, I think I'm rocking it because my hair's curly. The grey streaks kind of define the curls. That's what I tell myself anyway, Georgie. The grey streaks define the curls, so I'm making it work for me. Because, I'm pretty lazy, Georgie. Like, I shave my face these days. Well, sometimes I pluck, but mostly I just shave. I'm just like, fuck it, because I'm so fucking hairy, man. The grey hairs and the eyebrows, that's the thing that gets to me. They suck.
I said love, I said dolls, I said sweets, I said hun, don't even talk to me about the menopause. Don't even. I've got fibromyalgia and my friend has started calling it the fibropause because it's all kind of mixed up. As the menopause symptoms increase, so do the fibromyalgia symptoms. So basically, I'm living a life that is just completely overshadowed by chronic pain and sleeplessness. Darling, I said love, I said hun, I said dolls, I said sweet, I said hun, I said sweetie pie. Sweet pea, even. I have been struggling with peri-peri. It's very spicy. Peri-peri menopause for the last 8 years. So don't even get me started, all right? I'm well into it. I'm well versed with the chronicles of peri-peri spicy pores.
And as for grey hair, I haven't given up the fight on the head yet, Lulu. I'm still dying that shit. But the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I'll be honest, a few months ago, I was trimming my beaver, and lo and behold, horrors of horrors, I noticed a couple of white hairs in there. That was not a fun day.
Excuse me, God, are you listening?
Yes, Louise, I'm always listening.
Oh, okay, good, cool. I was just wondering, I seem to have, like, you've replaced my body with an old lady's body. I'm just wondering, what's the deal with that?
Oh, well, Louise, I haven't replaced your body with an old lady's body. You are an old lady now.
No, you've got to be shitting me. I mean, I barely believe in you in the first place, and now you're saying I'm not 28 anymore?
I'm afraid if it falls upon me to tell you, then no, you're not 28 anymore.
Oh, budget.
Oh, you can swear. It's okay.
28 years old, Saturn returns. The best age for a woman. I remember when I got to about, 35, when I was a young sprig, I thought it was old, but now that I'm 50, I know for sure that it wasn't. And I remember looking at women around the age of 28, and I thought, you know what, women are the hottest when they're 28, because they still got young, tight, fresh skin, and a good figure, but they're intelligent, well, more intelligent than they were, and they're sophisticated and worldly and experienced, and that, motherfuckers, that is sexy. All of that combined. It doesn't matter if the outside is pretty. When you're 18, you're a ditz. You're an airhead. I don't care how smart you are. Like, I'm super smart. Yes, I'll wave that banner in the air, and so is Lulu. But as we get older, we get smarter. It's true. So 28-year-old women, they got the sweet spot. And this next song is all about the sweet spot for women.
I don't know about y'all, but I've been waiting and praying for this moment all my life. And God has answered my prayers. Let it rain. Let it rain.
39, 24, 26. That's how I like my girls. A nice 10 long legs, great lips from all around.
Women are just beautiful, yeah. With them is where I wanna be. Don't let it rain on me.
today, you're listening to Rainy Day Rambles with Georgie D. You know you like it.
Today, I'd like to thank Lulu Island for joining me on a journey. Chats and chants. Sing it, Will Smith, sing it. What? Lulu and Georgie, getting jiggy with it. Woo!
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit.
What a tall, hunky, hot man he is. Will Smith! For the ladies, all the ladies.
Hey, Georgie D. Hope you're doing well. I just wanted to drop by and say, as always, thank you for joining in on Sing Song Saturday and singing. But more importantly, thank you for posting conversations with Lulu. I missed this about Anchor, of people having conversations. And talking to each other, with each other. And back in the days before we all had to do podcasts. Oh, anyway, I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate what you're doing.
Aw, Tim, how sweet of you to give me some positive feedback like that. That's so nice. Yeah, listen, all credit goes to Lulu Island because she was the one that contacted me. It's been so hard for me to listen to people. I just don't anymore. But she came over. She made first contact like an alien. We love our aliens. And so it's all down to Lulu Island. You hear me, Lulu? It's all you. Yeah, that's right. I give all credit to you. Okay, I may have mixed a few songs in and arranged a conversation in an episode. A little bit of radio skillage in the village. But I bow down at your feet, Lulu Island, for constantly being social and reaching out to people. You deserve credit there. And Tim, same goes to you. Thanks for reaching out. And I'm glad you're enjoying our conversation. And here's a little song about sunshine and brightening up people's days, just for you guys.
To share with you this brief snapshot. Last night I had a dream, as I often do, of me trying to navigate through a strange city in a strange transit system I'm not familiar with. Buses, trains, trolleys. And in this dream, it was the middle of the night. I was actually standing on railroad tracks trying to figure out which direction, north or south, to go to find the station and hop on the train. The group had left me behind. Now, who was the group? I'm not sure, because in my dream, but I think it was Paul and Bernie and Lulu and Jennifer, Barbara KB. We had all been at a party, and I think it was at your house. But the party came to an end because we were having such a good time, you couldn't bear to say goodbye, so you disappeared. You ghosted your own party, locked yourself in your room, and that made me very sad that you were going to be sad when we left. Anyway, I've been thinking about that dream all day. Are there subways in Perth?
Tim, I just love dreams and dream analysis. Come outside with me, where the crickets are making their own dreams. That's the fly screen. Listen to that orchestra of nature right in front of us tonight here. The river, the sky, the water, the trees, the grass, the crickets. It's a symphony. It's a bittersweet symphony. That's life. Tim Arrieta. Dude, I love that I was the person who had the party. This is perfect. You know that would be me, right? I would be the person with the party. And the ghosting my own party thing, I actually do that. I do the disappear because I hate goodbyes. However, I wouldn't be, I'm not really a sad person. That doesn't quite fit. But yeah, trains, planes and automobiles. What's that about, Tim? If I were to analyze your dream, Tim, I'd say that it's about days of anchor past and how, you know, you feel like you don't know which direction to go because new anchor is difficult to negotiate and navigate. And we're all a bit at sea, aren't we? We're all a bit lost in a train system. And Georgie's going to lead the way. Maybe. Who can say? Oh, apparently I'm low on battery power. Okay, it's time to go find a party song just for you, Tim Arrieta. It's a bittersweet symphony that's crickets.
Come on.
In the club, just show a little love, represent your side like me.
Round here, if you step, you catch a hot one.
Couple of them down one.
Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up.
So, for sure we ain't playing, hang with no lames, walk insane.
Baby, where the party at? Girls is on the way for the Bacardi, yeah.
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that. You know,
best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked down. Your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit, don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with.
Some jiggy, some straight grind,
all up in the clubs to have a good time.
Oh, hey, this is where the party at. Girls is on the way for the Bacardi at. Bottles and models talking all of that. No, I can't forget about my where the party at?
Yeah. Oh my God.
The one with the rims, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-dot-F. Fire bottle, up to the ain't none left. I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep. I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at, come and mix it with the crisp, baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted, downright
on the way, but a Bacardi, yeah. Bottles and models talking all of that. You know I can't forget about my thugs.
Where the party at?
And all my girls.
Where the party at?
Off in the clubs.
Where the party at?
If the party's where you're at, let me hear you say, oh.
Put your hands up, storm up. Everybody put your hands up, storm. When the beat come back around, everybody do the
dance. Do the east side, run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah!
Do my south side, run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah!
And them haters ain't hitting on. Ain't talking about.